Penguin Random House Audio presents Killer Look by Linda Fairstein. Read for you by Barbara Rosenblatt. Through tattered clothes, great vices do appear. Robes and furred gowns hide all. King Lear, William Shakespeare. Chapter 1.
Murder trumps everything.
Mike Chapman turned his back and stared out the window, talking to me but unwilling to make eye contact. What do you mean? I asked. Darkness had enveloped my vineyard landscape a bit earlier each evening, as November crept up on us. The late fall also brought a bone-deep chill and the threat of a serious frost.
Like you don't know, Coop?
Of course I do, in general. But why did you say that now, Mike? Before we have dinner? Before we get into bed? It was 6:15, and I was standing at the bar, refilling my glass with ice cubes and a couple of inches of scotch. It had been 3 weeks since I'd been kidnapped and held by murderous thugs, out to exercise their revenge for an old grudge.
That was the lieutenant who called, he said,
turning at the sound of the cubes dropping into place.
He's ordered me back to the city on a case. Besides, I don't seem to be doing much here for your post-traumatic stress.
I sat the glass down and let the scotch trickle over the ice to reach a good sipping temperature while I walked over to Mike, wrapping my arms around his neck.
You're doing everything for me that I need.